On Tuesday, July 22nd, Matt Carter, the executive director of the Charlotte Street Art Center, noticed some new damage to the gazebo in the center's backyard.
The gazebo is sort of a gathering point in our backyard, so it's always a place to check and give it a good sweep. And so yesterday morning I was in and noticed that the floor had been burned through and the lattice work around the outside had been kicked in different places. And I wasn't surprised, but I was disappointed to see that.
Unfortunately, the gazebo sits in a blind spot where the Art Center's cameras can't see it. So, Matt had to do some digging to figure out what happened.
I spoke to our superintendent about it as soon as I saw it, because he's a keen-eyed gentleman who had also seen it before I did. And he said that someone took a coffee can, like a large coffee can, and used it to have a fire. And so the bottom of the can eventually got hot to a point that it lit the wood on fire and sort of burned through.
Fires like these are on the rise in Fredericton. Dwayne Killingbeck is the chief of the Fredericton Fire Department. He said that many of these outdoor fires are caused by people experiencing homelessness, or what the city sometimes refers to as living rough.
The 65% increase that we've seen is more around fire activity. So people having campfires or fires that aren't permitted in different areas of the city, a lot of public spaces. And year over year, it's in the last 4 years, we've seen a 65% increase. And in some cases, there are people that feel, due to their circumstance, that they have to have one to stay warm, cook their foods, and use it for very basic purposes.
Matt Carter thinks that the fire was not necessarily malicious.
It's an unfortunate situation that occurred, and I shared it mainly just to bring attention to the fact that these are some challenges that we face in our community and in our own backyard, literally. When we posted about the damages, we got a wide mix of responses, some of which included, the city needs to do more to keep drug users in their place. And then a lot of people saying, that's really unfortunate. It's sad that an arts organization or a community nonprofit of any kind has to deal with this kind of issue. But I think it's good to see both sides of that, because it really represents how our community as a whole view the issues of houselessness and addiction, which I think people in those communities are the people who we find in our gazebo in the evenings.
That outpouring of support wasn't just limited to social media. CSAC community member Brooke Batchelor offered to fix the gazebo for free.
I do this for a living. I'm a contractor and a carpenter. I have all the tools. My schedule is pretty good this week. And I thought, I can take care of that.
Brooke explained why she wanted to donate her time to the Art Center.
I've been here for an art show, and I just liked everything about the word vibe is always overused, but the mood, if you wish, and the community aspect to it. I only moved to Fredericton a year and a half ago, and I came from a very large city, so I really love the pace and the inclusiveness of this town. So, these are the kind of places that, if you're not careful, go away.
Matt explained how this damage will affect the Art Center moving forward.
I don't think it'll change anything immediately, but it has brought a few points to light. It did make us think maybe our growth along the fences is getting a little wild, and maybe if we cut some things back, we could have better sight lines from the building. And if we cut some things back on, I think that's Churchill Street, make it less of a hidden structure, I think that might make a minor improvement on things. I like that it's a hidden structure, honestly, but I think everybody else does too, and that's why it becomes a high traffic area.
Looking to the future, both Matt and Brooke are brainstorming ways to protect the gazebo without alienating anyone from the Art Center's community.
Matt only met me yesterday, poor devil, and I got 1,001 ideas, but I think signage of some kind would be a fantastic thing to attach to this gazebo. Listen, I don't think necessarily people arrive here at the gazebo at night intending to damage it, but stuff happens. Maybe if there's a sign welcoming people, and this is the community gazebo, and children use this during the day, and if you need shelter to get out of the rain, this is the place to sit. Something like that. Give it a reason. And then maybe, that doesn't mean that stuff doesn't stop, but that maybe they'll, or they want to be a part of that rather than feeling like they're, you know, always on the opposite side of community. Maybe they feel like they're part of the community.
I'm Aidan Keenan for CHSR 97.9 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.